Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, where we play the greatest music of all time. And let's get right back to some music by the Rolling Stones, the early Rolling Stones, right, Mark?
That's right.
That's right. Well, you know, the Stones had many influences, and another guy they appreciated was Bo Diddley, who, by the way, was from Chicago. The song Mona, I Need Your Baby was written in 1958 by Bo, whose real name is what?
Ellis McDaniel.
That's right. The Stones version appears on their U.S. album, The Rolling Stones Now. They played the song often in concert, mostly in 63 and 1964, and brought it out again during their 1981 tour.
Yeah, it's a really cool song, and Brian Jones beautifully captures Bo's unique guitar style. And to appreciate how broad Bo Diddley's influence was, a live version of Mona was performed by the San Francisco band, the Quicksilver Messenger Service, on their 1969 album, Happy Trails. So, let's hear Mona.
We're going to hear the Stones version, though, right?
Of course.
Okay.
The Quicksilver Messenger Service is actually, I think, most of the side of one album. Too long.
Okay, too long. Okay, here's the Stones doing their song.
That was the Rolling Stones doing Bo Diddley's Mona. And the thing I like about that song, Jim, is they have that tremolo on the guitar and that heavy reverb. It really captured the Bo Diddley sound.
Yeah, it almost sounds like Bo Diddley was on guitar.
Yeah,
on that
doesn't
song.
It?
Yeah.
Well, the Stones were so instrumental in bringing the blues to the youth of America. And it's funny because all the guys that influenced the Stones were here in the States, and actually they were having a hard time making a living. But with the help of the Stones and other British invasion acts like the Animals and the Yardbirds, the blues were finally getting the attention deserved.
Yeah, and the Stones really loved the blues, especially Chicago blues, and especially Willie Dixon. And they recorded his song Little Red Rooster, which came out, I think, in 64, and appeared on their 1965 album, The Rolling Stones Now. It hit number one in the UK, and to this day is the only blues song to reach the top of the British charts. That's something. Howlin' Wolf was the first to record Little Red Rooster, and he did that back in 61. And this is the version that the Stones heard first. So that was where their influence came from. Again, Brian Jones, who I love, nails the slide work, and Jagger plays a very, very soulful blues harp.
I am the little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. I am the little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. Keep everything in the farmyard upset in every way. The dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Watch out, strange camp people, little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. In the farmyard since my little red rooster's been gone.
The first song that Jagger sang with Keith Richards on guitar in their group called Blues Inc. was the Chuck Berry tune Around and Around. It was also the first song that the Stones ever recorded. By the way, the original was never released, and they recorded it again for their 12x5 album. They played Around and Around during their first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show back in 1964. They also played Time Is On My Side, which became a top 10 hit. But they wanted to play a song by another one of their musical heroes, Mr. Chuck Berry.
And Jim, Chuck Berry was just inducted into the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum's Hall of Fame because he spent 3 years in the house band at the Cosmopolitan Club in East St. Louis, which is actually in Illinois. And along with his Chess Studio recordings, he met the museum's Hall of Fame criteria.
Yeah, and I was there, obviously, and his son Charles accepted the award.
Cool.
Mark, I'm sure you've seen it, but a must-see documentary is the movie Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. It's about the concert that Keith Richards put together to honor Chuck on his 60th birthday.
Yeah, it was a great documentary, and I think everyone knows by now, Chuck was not the easiest guy to work with. But let's listen to the Stones having a blast with their version of Chuck Berry's song, Around and Around. And this time, Keith Richards takes the lead, and pianist Ian Stewart adds his trademark tasty piano playing.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down. Well, it sounds so sweet, I had to take me a chance. Rose out of my seat, I just had to dance. Started moving my feet, oh, the clap of my hands. I said the joint was rocking, going round and round, getting reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And the place was packed. Front doors was locked. Yeah, the place was packed. And when the police knocked, those doors flew back. But they kept on rocking.
Wow, man, nothing to take, not to take anything away from Keith Richards, but Ian Stewart and Charlie Watts were just going at it.
They were hitting it.
Man.
Loved it. Could listen to that song all day, probably 10 times in a row. But anyway, you've been listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time.
Yes, we do, Jim. All right, let's continue. At the suggestion of their manager, Andrew Lou Goldham, Jagger and Richards began writing their own songs in order to make more money. Nothing wrong with that. As many early rock and rollers learned, and some of them the hard way, it was all about songwriting royalties. So they developed their skills slowly, and by 1964, they released their first original composition titled, what was it, Jim?
I'm not sure. You tell me.
Heart of Stone.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
And it climbed up to 19th, not too shabby, on the U.S. charts.
Yeah, the song has a bluesy, soulful feel to it. And you can tell the influence by all the aforementioned musicians. And as a side note, playing piano and tambourine, which is the only instrument I can play, is on a song by the great Jack Nitzsche.
Nietzsche. Well, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Jack was a famous arranger and producer, having worked with not only the Stones, but also with Phil Spector and the great Wall of Sound crew.
So why don't we take a listen to the Stones version of Heart of Stone.
There have been so many girls that I've known. I've made so many cry, and still I wonder why. This heart of stone, oh no, no, this heart of stone. What's different about her? I don't really know. No matter how I try, I just can't make her cry. This heart of stone, oh no, 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 this heart of stone. Don't keep on looking that same old way. If you try acting sad, you'll only make me glad. This heart of stone, oh no, no, you'll never break this heart of stone, dog. No, no, this heart of stone, you'll never break it, darling. You won't break this heart of stone.
You know, Jim, this morning, as my wife was getting ready to call the divorce lawyer. The divorce lawyer.
No, same thing, liar, lawyer.
I said to Hope, you'll never break this heart of stone.
Yeah, what did she say?
She didn't say anything. She was calling the lawyer.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding, Hope. There's no lawyer. We've been married for many years happily.
How many? Okay. How many happy years?
27.
Out of 40, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I married late in life, Jim.
Oh, okay.
All right, back to the Stones. The Stones followed up Heart of Stone with another original composition named The Last Time. And though it's an original written by Jaggers and Richards, Richards admitted that they borrowed, and I've got parentheses around borrowed, lightly from the 1954 song This May Be the Last Time, which was sung by the Staple Singers.
And the song was produced by Oldham with a little help from Phil Spector. So listen closely, you can hear that wall of sound Spector was very famous for.
Well, I've told you once and I've told you twice, but you never listen to me.
Now the Stones are on a roll, man. They had back-to-back hits with Hearts of Stone and The Last Time. I love so many of that early stuff. But they really hit the big time with their next release. And that song was Satisfaction. And it all starts with Keith Richards' opening riff with a little help from a fuzz tone box. Richards' riff is considered one of the best hooks of all time.
Oh, yeah. It's in there on Mount Rushmore of music. Well, Richard heard the opening riff in his sleep, if you can believe it, and recorded a rough version on tape. The recording included a few minutes of the riff and many minutes of Keith snoring. So he might have been dreaming about the Martha and the Vandellas song, Dancing in the Streets, because his opening chords were very similar.
And Satisfaction was recorded right here in Chicago at Chess Studios. And it was their first number one record in the U.S. And in many polls, it is considered one of the top 10 rock songs of all time. And I would put it there as well. At first, Richards was not keen on using his new Gibson Fuzztone pedal box, which pianist Ian Stewart bought for him, but he reluctantly gave in, and it created a brand new sound. And Gibson guitars was so happy because the song created a sales boom for their product.
Yeah, I bet. And as a side note, Jack Nitzsche played piano and tambourine on the song, and he also helped produce. The song has so many interesting backstories, but it was the moment that launched the Stones'
They got really popular.
Yeah, they got,
they got really popular.
Thanks for bailing me out, Jim.
That's all right.
All right, let's listen to Satisfaction.
That's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed The Roots of the Rolling Stones. Please tune in every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon on the Mighty 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio, where we play the greatest music of all time. Thanks for listening, everyone, and thank you, the Surgeon of Sound, Mr. Jim Eggers. We're going to close with Get Off My Cloud. Thanks for listening.